We're doing the Seder HaKabbalah. We're up to page 85 in this Machon Ofik edition, and we were running through the names of Tanoim that appear in Seder Zraim. We concluded that, and now we're up to the Tanoim that appear in Seder Moed. In Shabbos, we encounter Hananyah and Chizkiyah and Goron. In the Mishnah, they were all up in his attic as he was writing the interpretation of the book of Yechezkel. And it's very interesting. We have nothing quoted in his name. But rather, the Mishnah tells us that everyone came up to his attic, and that's when Beis Shammai outnumbered Beis Hillel. So you see, a lot of halachas were said in that attic. So you see that the rabbis valued him. The rabbis treat him with great respect. So Rambam enumerates him, so he says, I'll enumerate him too. Then we have Nochum Hamadi, which we say every Erev Shabbos, Nochum the Mead. And Rebbe, that's Rebbeinu HaKadosh. Rebbe appears for the first time in Maseches Shabbos. Doesn't appear all of Seder Zraim. Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi. Nochum Hamadi was a Tana. We say it every in Bamei Madlikin. Nochum Hamadi Omer. Chelev Mevusha, Chelev Sheino Mevusha. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Tzadok's father, Abba Shul ben Botnit, and Rabbi Tzadok's father and Abba Shul ben Botnit, we don't have a quote, but it says over there that in their day, they had a custom of Pakikuta Ma'obet Tefiach, and they approved it, so to speak. So we learn halacha from them. So you see, they were considered the sages of the day, Abba Shul ben Botnit and Rabbi Tzadok's father. Then in Erevin, we have Rav Yossi ben Yehuda, Rav Yehuda ben Baba, the famous Rav Yehuda ben Baba, who continued the smicha. Rabbi Eloi, who is the father of Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Eloi, right? The standard Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah, his father. Sumchus Avtilas, who quoted in the name of five Zkenim that Suffolk Erev is Kasher. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas, which is not the standard Rabbi Dosa. You see in the Mishnah and Eduyos, they're both quoted. You have Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas, so you understand, they're two different people. And what?
Is Rabbi Eliezer's brother?
No, I don't think so. And it seems that he's not Dosa Ktuntin, who's in the end of Sota, because over there it seems he has another name. So it seems that Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas was a separate person. Rabbi Dostai, Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broken, Rabbi Chanina, Sgana Kohanim. In Shkolim, we have Ben Bizna, we have Ben Buchri, we have Ben Papayas, Rabbi Shimon ben Asgan, who is the son of Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina was Sgana Kohanim, so Rabbi Shimon ben Asgan is his son. In Yuma, we meet with Zechariah ben Kvutal. Again, nothing said in his name, but he quotes that many times he would read before the Kohen Gadol in the book of Daniel, so that the Kohen Gadol wouldn't fall asleep. And you see that the Mishnah says that Tamidi Chachamim were the ones who used to give the speech to the Kohen Gadol. So it's a clear indication that if he was reading, he was a Talmud Chacham. You have Matya ben Shmuel, Rabbi Menachem, and Rabbi Matya ben Chorash. In Tanis, you have Shimon Atimni, Rabbi Chalafta, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, Choni Ameagel, the famous Choni, he appears over here, and Shimon ben Shatach. We know about Shimon ben Shatach, we learned all about him. In Chagigi, you have Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, Yosef ben Yochanan, Yosef ben Yoezer, Yoshua ben Prachio, we learned about him, Yeshu was in his days, Nitai Harbeli, Yehuda ben Tabai, and we've already learned about his pair. Shmaya, Avtalion, Menachem, and Yochanan ben Gudgida. And again, he gives testimony that he ate chulin in sanctity his whole days. So you see, he was a wise person. We also encounter him in Yevamos. In Sukkah, we have Yochanan ben Achoni. And again, we don't have him saying anything, but we have a story that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel visited him. They saw his sukkah, and they said, if this is the way you've been spending your sukkahs your whole life, you never fulfilled the mitzvah. So you see, all the rabbis came to visit him. You see, and the Talmud, Beis Hillel, wants to bring a proof to their opinion from his story. You see, they held he was a chacham. And Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, who quotes how he was learning Torah by Rabbi Yochanan ben Achornit, and then he quotes the whole story. So that's all Seder Moed. Seder Nashim, we'll see Be'ezrat Hashem tomorrow together with Nezikin, and we're almost done.
Why that got any other?